Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield. Pyramid Studios opened its doors in 1994 to provide services for individuals with severe intellectual and developmental disabilities. Pyramid Studios, a unique nonprofit program, engages individuals whose cognitive, physical, and behavioral characteristics do not lend themselves to traditional learning strategies. Pyramid Studios offers visual and performing arts programs in addition to a variety of classes and activities, including computer training, community activities, physical management for students who use wheelchairs, behavioral assistance, education, and life management skill training. Joining me at the roundtable, I welcome Bill Fuller. He is the co-founder of Pyramid Studios.
Thank you for having us, Dr. Caulfield. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, and I look forward to talking with all of you. Also, we have Danny Wood. Danny is a performing arts coordinator, and his thing is music.
Hello.
Michael Gregg, a performing arts coordinator, musical theater, dance, and stagecraft.
Nice to be here.
Rick Carlton, Cornelius Webster, student council president, trombonist, visual arts, art collective member, singer, actor. Elizabeth Haynes. Elizabeth.
Hello, everybody.
Glad to have you. And Jasper Emanuel.
Hello, everybody.
Wow. Thanks so much for coming. I'm so glad to have you. Pyramid Studios. Who? What? How did it start?
Well, the president of the company is Marilyn Yon, and our vice president is Mark Kemp, and the three of us got together in 94 and created a program that we hoped would something needed for people with severe disabilities. And over the years, it evolved, and 4 years later, 1998, we began a focus on the arts. Marilyn and I thought that the premise was that Marilyn's always believed in the abilities of people with disabilities, and we were looking for things that really were meaningful to them. And Marilyn first voices says, well, we enjoy the arts. Why do we think they wouldn't? And so this program took off from that simple thought. And we were amazed at how true that was, at how much the folks that we serve enjoyed and appreciated the arts.
Okay. Now, as I understand, you have five locations. What, it's Tallahassee, Tampa, Fort Walton, Panama City, and what I forget?
Pensacola.
And Pensacola. Are they all the same? How do they differ, or how are they similar, or how did they evolve? Are they all about the same thing, or do they focus on different aspects?
Well, the core values are the same throughout, but each one of them has a different take on it. All of them are focused on the arts. I think we may be one of the very, very few programs in the country for people with disabilities that focus so tightly on the visual and performing arts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're similar.
Well, let's look at Tallahassee. As far as Tallahassee is concerned, I want people to when they finish hearing this program, at the end of the program, I want them to know all they can know about Pyramid Studios. So, first of all, Bill, where are they? I mean, where is it located? Where is, you know, where physically, where is it?
Well, it's on Commonwealth Place.
Lane.
Commonwealth Lane. It's roughly at the intersection of I-10 and Capitol Circle Northwest.
Okay. And how many students do you serve? Because I just want them to understand. And feel free, in here, how many do you serve? How do they get there? What's the process for referral? The admission, all of
Pyramid,
that.
Pyramid serves about 200 adults.
Okay.
And they come from mostly Leon County, but also from a few other counties.
Okay. Now, do they have to provide their own transportation? Is transportation provided? Is there a cost for their participation? I just want to, kind of overview of the exact program, because someone may be listening and may think, that's interesting. Maybe my cousin would be interested in that. So I just want them to have a feel for it. For the program?
Yeah, we have a lot of students come and they get transported to Pyramid in the morning. Mm-hmm. We have students that live together in group homes, different group homes, some students that live independently or with their families. And so we kind of have a bunch of different types of transportation set up for the students to arrive and depart at the end of the day.
So you will aid in the transportation or getting it set. That's what I'm trying to find out.
We don't provide transportation.
You don't provide transportation. So transportation is on their own, okay? Now, does it cost anything for them to participate in the program?
There's a different cost for each student depending on what their needs mm-hmm. are.
Okay.
However, they don't pay it. It's paid through Medicaid.
Okay.
Something called a Medicaid waiver,
okay.
Which provides basic services, a basket of services for each student. So they don't pay it, but Medicaid does.
Okay. What is the referral process? What if someone wants to become a participant, a student at your organization? What is the process? What do they do?
If there's someone who wants to be a student at Pyramid, they would need to talk to their med waiver support coordinator.
Okay.
Say, I'd like to go to Pyramid, and then that support coordinator will contact Pyramid about finding an opening.
Okay.
And those support coordinators are independent professionals who link people with disabilities to the available services and help them find the range of services they need to lead meaningful lives.
Okay. Now, Rick, I know I had to interrupt you because you were starting to tell us about your experience and how you came. Can you share that with us now?
I was living in Miami, Florida for about 24 years. Mm-hmm. And then my mom and my dad passed away. My mom had a brain tumor in her brain, mm-hmm. and my dad had lung cancer. And they both died identical years. My dad died in 2001, and my mom in 2002. And then I lived with I had a lot of the siblings around in Miami. I have my sister. I have three sisters in Miami. I have many nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. I have three sisters in Miami, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of brothers and sister-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first established my mom and my dad's, I was blown away. When I came to live with my brother, because I had a dream, I told my brother before mom and dad died, I would like to come live with them to Tallahassee.
Oh, okay.
So I worked at I worked for the Archdiocese of Miami for about 24 years. And I came to Tallahassee to live with my brother. But when I first came here, I was a nervous wreck. I mean, literally. It would take two books to tell me a story. And also, when I first came to Tallahassee, I had to start from scratch. I had to learn the bus system. It took me many months to learn the bus, many weeks. I would get up, go out, and try each bus. And then my sister-in-law is Janice Carton, and my brother's Bob Robert Carton. And they helped me to get things through the waiver. They helped me to get through Social Security. And then one day, through my social worker, I learned about this beautiful place, Pyramid. And then when I first came to the studios, I was completely blown away. I mean, blown away.
Why? What was it?
I was in a world of no return.
Mm.
Yeah, I went through the fire to excellence.
Mm.
And then when I first started, I started to start with the arts. I started to learn how to do many paint. I did a lot of paintings when I first started. And then when Ozenbeck came, I says, no, I have to be in this play.
Oh,
I completely watched, and I got curious. And then, but to tell you the truth, I was not on services at the time.
Oh,
I had to pay my way through. But in before 2000, I think it was 2015. That's when I got off services and I got my own apartment.
Well, I thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That really gives us a good picture of Pyramid Studios. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. I am talking with members of the Pyramid Studios Tallahassee office community. We are going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and I tell you, I've got some dynamic folks here. And just again want to say thanks to the Pyramid Studios community for coming and sharing information about them. Let me ask, share with me, what is a typical day? I mean, what time do classes start? What do you do through and I'm looking at you, so you're in the hot seat. What do you do throughout the day? Just give us an idea so we have a feel for it.
We start class at 8:30.
Okay.
We get in the building, we go straight to our first class,
mm-hmm.
and then we stay in there from 9 to 12.
Okay.
When we in there, we go through basic horn work, trumpet work, keyboard work. Most of the times, we mostly going through our set list for that upcoming year.
Okay.
It's not easy doing what we do. It's not. People might think it's easy. We might make it look like it's easy.
That's because you're so good at it.
But it's not. When we set our minds to it, we do it. Cause the guy over there, he see a drive in us. He got to try to make us get to where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
He know what we He know what we capable of, and he try to make us get to that goal. When we get to the goal, he be like, good, let's see, can we go to the next goal?
And good, he make well, us, that's what it's about.
He make us go to the next goal. Some of us in here, we sing, we act, and our whole community, like, we don't even, half of the time, we try to go somewhere that nobody don't know us, mm-hmm. but come to find out, everybody knows what we do, because they always look at the Pyramid Facebook.
Oh.
So when we say we don't went to kill, the band don't went to kill, mm-hmm. we don't went to mostly everywhere around Florida. But the one thing that we always come back to is every year we always sell out the moon. Every year.
That's impressive.
We, like, right now, we can sit here and, right now, he know what we capable of, and the man next to him, he know what we capable of doing.
The two coordinators there,
see,
okay.
They know what we capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Even Bill and Marilyn know what we capable of doing. Because mm-hmm. they let us, we can come to them with anything. We can even come with a song and they can pick it up.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you know that you all were you interested in performing arts before you got to Pyramid? Or did Pyramid strike something in you and then that's how your interest evolved?
My interests revolve around, like, I'm going to say like this. It's been a while, because back in the day, when I first found out about Pyramid, I didn't know nothing about it at one point.
Okay.
I was nervous. When I talked to Danny said, Jay, he put this horn in my hand, and I just took off from there.
Oh, really? So you're a natural musician, huh?
But I still, like they always say, you got to crawl before you walk.
Right.
So that's why I look up to, really, I look up to Danny. And I look up to Michael. It's not nothing. And I look up to Bill. Mm-hmm. But it's like when I say Pyramid, I just don't mean myself. I mean
family, huh?
Everybody. That's everybody around. Because when you say Pyramid, it's not just like, we just like a huge, because it's like we everywhere.
Okay.
Because when we say, we go on outings a lot, but not when we got something important we got to do.
Okay. And Elizabeth, share with me, how long have you been there? Because you are a veteran, right? You've been there a while. Okay. Share with me your story.
Okay. Well, my name is Elizabeth Haynes. My name's Elizabeth Haynes. Mm-hmm. I was born with Down syndrome, and I was born and raised in New York. I was raised in Palmyra, and I was born in Rochester.
Okay.
So we actually moved from there. Then we just traveled to other places until we got to Tallahassee, Florida. And what happened was my brother Ted got pretty sick. You can say he had cancer. And that's why we moved. Mm-hmm. So
how long have you been here?
At the studio? I've been at the studio for about 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic.
I've been at the old studio, another on Thomasville Road, another new studio.
Okay.
Elizabeth is is really a lead female actor, and she absolutely nails her parts and she emotes, and the audience really gets her. She's something to watch up there.
Well, tell us about what is going to be happening on Saturday. Okay. What is it? Abracadabra. How did you come up with that name?
We don't know where we came up with that name. We don't know where we came up with that name from.
Did you write the play first?
Yeah, we wrote it. We wrote it first. We wrote it out. And then when we wrote it out, we took the scripts home. We practiced with we practiced without the staff around. Then we went back. The lead director, he put the cast list on the bulletin. And then we looked at the bulletin and see what character name we had.
So you all had to try out, right?
Yes, we had an audition process. Okay. And you could audition with a song or a dance or a monologue. Some of our students for the different roles in the show. And then we cast it and we start rehearsals, two-hour rehearsals, daily rehearsals start in June. So by the end of the summer, we've been practicing the show for about 2 months. And the script writing class actually starts working on ideas and themes for this story in November of the previous year.
Hey, Elizabeth, what role do you have in
Africa? Well, actually, the role that I really love, okay, this year for the summer play, I am a director of the Van Buren Theater.
Oh.
I'm very happy about it because that's what I always dreamed. Also, in my life as well, and I think it'd be the best part for me. And I didn't know it'd be a best part for me until I heard from the guy that really made my life the best, Michael Gregg.
Okay.
And Danny Worth.
Well, what
and Bill.
What was the audition process? Can you share with us what that audition process was like?
The auditions is what it's like what Michael and Danny said is that we do a song, we do acting, like a monologue or something, or a dance, and you should always be prepared for it. You know, it's like you should be ready for it. So it's like my part of it. I like to do acting with my audition, and I also like doing singing.
Okay. All right.
But I do dancing in my own time, but at the studio, it's cool.
Yes. Did you have something you wanted to say? Share it with us.
Plus also, Elizabeth also is involved in the weekend. She has her own theater group, and which she adores. And she has everybody. She has everybody come up with ideas. But let me tell you, working with her is dynamite. She puts all the actors right where they want to be.
Right.
She's great to work with, and she's a great person to be with.
Great, Bill. Share the details for what's happening on Saturday for our listening audience. When is it? What the ticket? Cost of tickets are, where is it, or whoever wants to, where it is.
It's going to be at the Moon on August the 10th.
August the 11th.
Saturday. Okay.
And the
what time?
It's going to be at 5. Is it 5?
7.
7 o'clock, and it's followed by the rock band, which I'm glad to be a part of.
How much are tickets?
$10.
$10. Okay. So, Abracadabra, Pyramid Studios, Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, $10 tickets, dynamic show.
At the Moon.
Okay. We got that right. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to add that the doors open at 5, and we have a smashing art show from all of our pyramids around the state. It's huge.
Okay.
And we just take over the Moon, and if I can get a word in to thank Scott and Julie Carswell, who own the Moon, and how much they've meant. They turned the Moon over to us for a week.
Really?
And don't even ask enough to even cover their expenses. And I don't think a lot of people know how much the Carswells and the Moon does for nonprofits in this town. Mm-hmm. But at 5 o'clock, when the doors open, the art show, silent auction, raffle, and it really is a big party, you know.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing this?
What year is this, guys?
This is 2018.
Been doing it 16
years.
Wow.
17 years. This will be the 17th year, right? Yeah.
That's impressive.
And we sell out every year.
Really?
You ain't kidding.
Yeah. Really?
You know, people come to be entertained, and everything we know is they leave entertained.
Well, I'm very impressed with your organization and your program. I know you have, in addition to the visual arts and performance arts, you do have other educational provisions. And can you share some of those with me at this time? What other educational provision types are there?
So our students change classes every hour.
Okay.
Unless they're in the band, they have a two-hour block for rehearsals, but everyone else changes classes every hour. And we have a lot of different classes they can take. We have computers. We have a sensory integration area. We have a class that focuses on communication skills, a class that focuses on job skills, and a class that focuses on daily living skills. Additionally, we have community outings and a wide variety of both visual and performing arts classes.
Now, when does your day end, Elizabeth? When is school over?
Okay, well, the studio stays open until 5, but the students, we stay there like around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and that's when our rides come around that time. It's between 2 and 3. But sometimes they will come to you late, and that'll be like 3:30. So we have to be out of there, I'll say, between 3:30, 3:45 is the latest, I think.
Okay. For those who are listening, Bill, I mean, it sounds like such a very interesting organization. What about those who are listening who might would like to tour your facility? Is that an option? Can they tour it? You know, some people may be interested in volunteering, and I don't know what the process is with that. Can you share, or any of you share that with our audience? Yes, did you have something you wanted to share?
Yes. Sure. I go through a woman named Lana Smith, and when people come and volunteer, I like to take tours. What they do is they will call the studio. They will have the number. They will also talk to Lana Smith, and they work together, and they say, okay, I'd like for you to come in at this day, at this time, and we will take a tour. And when they do that is when we are in classes at the studio. Oh. So they will see what we do. But my favorite part is when they come to Music 1, say at 10 to 12. Uh-huh. So that way we get so they will know about our band called the Electric People.
And we, I had that on my – I wanted to know who were the Electric People. So you can tell me. Who are the Electric People?
I'm one of them, okay. Elizabeth. And the other one is Rick Carton, Jasper Emanuel, Blake Russell.
Jamie Uberhurst.
Derek Grimsley. Ian Haddock.
Ian Torres.
Danny Woods.
And Danny Woods.
And now, does everybody play a different instrument? I mean, tell me about it.
Yeah, we play different instruments. I play the trumpet. Actually, I play 20 instruments, but I was told to settle down with 4. So my main thing is the trumpet right now and my singing, and I'm proud of it. And also, they also have, in the other people, Rick Carton, he plays the trombone with James Uberhaus, and they are the bone people. Okay. And then Jasper Emanuel is my true leader. He likes to help people, and I'm his, you know, say, we work together. We are the group that does the trumpet. Like, we have 2 people playing the trumpets, 2 people playing the trombones,
and
we have 3 people playing the bass guitar.
We got one more person.
Who?
This person here is Ian Torres. We only got 1 saxophone player.
Oh, I see.
1 saxophone player.
What type of music do you all play? Is it eclectic? You play a little bit of everything, or what's your thing?
We play a little bit of everything.
Like we play a little bit of
backup.
Jazz.
Backup. Rock. We play a little bit of country. We play like a little bit of rock.
We play we play a little bit of everything. Whatever you want, we can play it. It might take us a while to get it, but when we get it,
you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, do you play for in the community? Can people have you come and play at maybe their events or whatever?
Like the boss over there says, he always tell us. Even he might say at the last minute, "Hey guys, we got a show." He might say at the last minute, he might say, "We got a show to do."
The band has played all over town. I'm sorry to cut you off, Jasper.
Go ahead.
The band has played all over town. The band has played in Orlando and Gainesville and Tampa over the years.
Yeah.
and they will play any sort of event people are interested in. We've played at rallies downtown. We've played at parties. At the Capitol. Yep. We've played at rock and roll gigs.
We even played at when we was in Gainesville. We played at remember Rick, when we played at that other when we were going through Gainesville.
We played at the Media Center.
Yeah.
Civic Media Center.
We played.
Okay. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the process that one may go through if they would like to enter a contract with you all and have you play. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll return momentarily.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
You tuned in to 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and again, I just welcome folks from the Pyramid Studios community joining me. Again, I'd just like to welcome Jasper Emanuel, Elizabeth Haynes, Rick Carton, Michael Gregg, Danny Wood, and co-founder Bill Fuller. I again say thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with the, our listening audience. In addition to the performance arts, you also have visual arts, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You said the artists are going to exhibit their works, or there's going to be an auction, or how does that work? What's going on?
Well, the silent auction is separate, but there's also an art exhibit at the beginning when the doors open at 5 that is not only Tallahassee Pyramid artwork, but also the artwork from the other locations of Pyramid. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's that actually takes up two big rooms in the lobby of the moon.
Now, when this artwork is purchased, do the artists themselves get a commission of this, or how does that work?
We do get a commission of it.
Okay. How does that work? So you get part of whatever?
Whatever we sell.
Whoever buys it, we get a little.
You get a commission.
A commission of it.
Okay. All right. Now, and so I have it clear that artists from other sites come and display their work too? Is that kind of a revolving thing? I'm just trying to get a picture of it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Other pyramid artwork is shown in the show before the
Okay. Movie. And as far as the artwork, what types of things? I mean, do you do, I don't know, calendars, greeting cards. Yeah. Give me an idea of.
We do sculptures of ourselves. We do like mixed media, paintings. We do drawings.
If someone wanted to sit for you, can they come to there and set up an arrangement and sit and maybe have you draw a picture of them or draw something, your interpretation?
Yep.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of calling. Okay. For the listening audience, can someone again give us the location and the contact information and your website or whatever?
Once again, it's 1910 Commonwealth Lane.
Okay.
And it's off I-10. And it's a bigger establishment. It also has communication. And we also have a big big dance room. Mm-hmm. And we also have the dining room, right? A dining room.
And the website is pyramidinc.org. pyramidinc.org.
Okay. And Saturday is, give us, just tell us again.
Once again, Saturday, August the 10th.
August 11th. August 11th. Okay.
August the 11th.
Go ahead.
At 7:30.
Okay.
It's 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
And the doors open at 5. Five.
The doors open at 5.
And you can get tickets by calling the pyramid, and here the number is 513-1733. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase tickets there, or you can purchase them at the door. If you purchase them by phone, they could be held at will call for you at the moon. The moon is on Lafayette Street. I think most people know where the moon is mm-hmm. located, but that's where the show is, and that's how you get the tickets.
Okay. Rick, when you think about your involvement and participation in Pyramid Studios, what has been the most challenging, challenging component of it?
Well, when I first got into the music field, I asked Mr. Woods, when I was at the old studios, what will I have to do to become the rock band? And then he says, well, I would like to have a brass ensemble. And if you want to join us, continue what you're doing, follow what your heart, and then I will make sure to make it happen for you. But when I first, as Elizabeth mentioned, when I first tried the trombone, I said, Danny, I can't do this. Danny looked at me, as I mentioned this before in my other speech, Danny looked at me and said, Richard, I don't want to hear that. And then I realized that I can do something if I follow my heart, because when I first tried the trombone, it was a little pressure minute. I got it, and then I was taught to take a deep breath and then concentrate. But I've been doing this for almost 5 years, using my trombone, and I feel like it's helping me. Mm-hmm. It helps me to be a better performer. It helps me to be a better singer.
Okay.
It's hard to do it too.
What's so difficult about it? What makes it so hard?
Really, for me, we do get flustered, but mm-hmm. we take a breath, mm-hmm. and then I can hear in his head, I can hear in my head now, he's saying, take a breath. Breathe. Breathe. Mm-hmm. I can hear him now saying in my head, breathe. Because he always say, if you got to put some fuel in your tank.
Okay. All right.
And then sometimes when I'm breathing, I sometimes have problem blowing. When I blow to the to my mouthpiece, the air doesn't come out right away. Mm-hmm. So I have to concentrate. And when Danny says to me, can I hear a B flat? Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to do, but I have to start from my diaphragm and then work it out. Yes.
Okay. Elizabeth, you had something.
Yes. When I decided to play the trumpet, see, with me, Danny came to me. See, I didn't go to him. But he knows that what I can do, what I acknowledge. See, I've been doing wind instruments at the old studio and at this new one. And when Danny discovered me, at first I was a little bit bouncy. what I'm trying to say is, he didn't know that I played wind instruments at the old studio. So the first day, I had a problem. But the second day, he said, oh, my God, wow. Mm-hmm. He was really surprised. So I would say because of Danny, my life is a lot better, and my health is getting a lot better, too.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Can I interject, you know, listening to these guys, and they sort of represent all of the things that we believe in at Pyramid. These guys have worked really hard. They've really been committed to their craft. And the other side of it is that they're working with people, Michael Gregg and Danny Wood and a host of other staff who really believe in them and don't accept anything less than their best. And that's the heart of Pyramid is students who are committed and staff who believe in them and help them be the best they can be.
Well, I think you were reading my mind because what is your secret? I mean, what is your secret for such success? I mean, what do you do?
Practice.
And I think part of the philosophy is defining ourselves as artists in whatever field that we're working on. And for these students that are here, they really can define themselves as musicians or as actors. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the success of Pyramid is that once that happens, then all the work thereafter is just on honing your craft and working on your technique. And that's what tends to be the focus of our day-to-day.
As far as the performing arts, is there a CD or is there any way we can go on the net or whatever and hear an example of your music?
Thus far, no.
Oh.
but there are ample opportunities to catch the band live, okay. which is the better way to experience okay. the band anyways.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, is there a calendar or let's say someone wants to follow with you, you know, after hearing this program, it's very intriguing and interesting, and they'd like to. What would they do? I mean, do they just call or?
There is a statewide Facebook okay. for all of the pyramids, and that has a lot of the shows on it.
Okay. So that would be basically what they do.
We also do have a calendar that we make a yearly calendar that they can get that has student artwork featured in it.
Okay. What other ways, and I guess I'll direct this to all of you can answer this, that do you interface with the community? I mean, I hear that you perform, and so you're out there and you will perform, but how is the community involved and how do you interact with the community and interface with them? And that's the whole school, the whole organization. What kind of
things? When I'm out, with my family, I sometimes have people come to me and say, are you so-and-so? I've liked what you did at the moon. When is your next performance?
Okay.
I like what you're doing for the electric people. How do you do it?
I must have celebrities among my – I didn't know that. I'm very, very impressed. Yes,
because
go on, Emmanuel.
When we be, like, out and about, like, we ain't even got to be at Pyramid. They be like, wait a minute. Weren't you the last person up on the moon stage? I be trying to hide. I be like, I guess, yes.
Well, what's your favorite part or favorite component of school, of the program that you're involved in? And this is for each of you. What is your favorite part? I mean, I know you're excited about Abracadabra, and that's an ongoing event that it seems you have every year. But in addition to that, what keeps you going? Why do you get up and go every day? What is it that keeps you coming back for more and more?
Well, number one, it's the ambition. It's the ambition, and it's also leadership. Mm-hmm. It's also spending time with your peers. And it's also like, I've been with Pyramid for almost 14 years. And where I came from, it's not nothing compared to where I'm now. Because I've learned from my friends here that that you don't always have to be what you were before. You can branch out your horizons, mm-hmm. and we can all work together as a team. Like, for instance, my character, Cornelius, mm-hmm. I'm not a bit like the guy. I'm myself. I'm a magician, a painter. I'm a trouble group person. Mm-hmm. But my character is a person who's conniving. Mm-hmm. He's sneaky. He's
totally the opposite of you, huh?
And plus, he also lures you in. In other words, really lures you in. And so, two of my songs, which I sing in this play, summer show, is "It's Only a Paper Moon," mm-hmm. and that talks about a fantasy. It talks about a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. And my second one, I'm conniving. A sucker who's in, his name is Ian Torres, and his name is Billy. I'm persuading him to help me, okay. but he doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
And the song I sing to him is "That's Life."
Sounds appropriate. Okay. So what's your favorite?
Well.
And it doesn't just have to be about, of the whole, since you've been there at Pyramid Studios, it doesn't have to be just what's happening with Abracadabra. But when you think about, you've been there for a long time, you see a lot of things. What is it that you really like about Pyramid that keeps you going every day?
Well, the thing that keeps me going, mm-hmm. I will say it's me, mm-hmm. because I, for one, during the week, I don't want to stay home and do nothing. I want to go out and do what I want. I want people to notice me, not my disability. But if they do, it's okay. At first, I didn't like my disability of Down syndrome, but I know I have it, and I'm proud to have it.
How did you get to that point that you're very proud of it and you know you have it and you know, you hold your head high? Because I think that's important to hear you say that.
I am very proud that I have it. The only thing is, of all the kids in the family, I'm the one that has to have it. But it makes me be me. But the reason why I like to go to the studios is having, like I said, impressing the staff people, having the staff people come up to you and say, "Hey, I'd like to work with you. You're very interested. I'm very interested in you." Like they know your ability, and they know what you can do. And I say, "Let's go for it."
Great, great. What's your thing, Jasper?
Mine is a whole. It's like with me, when I first got there, it was a little rocky.
In what way?
I was like nervous when I first got there. I was like nervous when I first got in there. When I finally got my feet wet, I said, "I think I want to do this long as I could."
Well, what was it that made you say that? What was it that made you, once you got your feet wet, made you say, "Ooh, I'm going to stay here. I like this."
Because the way I look at it, like the staff will like help you for what they'll let you meet your goals. They will ask you what you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not what they want to do. Uh-huh. It's like what you want to do. They'll put it like, whatever, like, say, for instance, Danny would ask me out of his own mouth, "What do you want to do?" I just went to him. I said, "Danny, the first thing and he said, "Jay." The first words he said to me, he said, "Jay, let me try you with something."
Well, you know what? I'm going to have you come back because we are out of time. But I would like to say to all of you, thank you for coming, and invite the listening audience to come to Abracadabra, which is Saturday, the 11th of August at 7 o'clock at the Moon, and the tickets are $10, right? Your
art show at 5.
And the art show at 5.
Don't miss it.
To my listening audience, that's it for this edition of 411 Teen. Thanks so much for your time and your ear. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Holyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Teen archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.